Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, folks. JP Morrell, Councilman at Large, New Orleans City Council, joins us. JP, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate being here.
So a lot of twists and turns relative to this travel controversy of Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Give us the latest.
So as you know, the council passed. The mayor has asserted that we can't afford to pay our bills. We can't afford to fund the school board settlement because we're in dire financial circumstances. And during a hearing months ago on this, I asked her director of finance point blank, are we in austerity? And she said, we are at austerity. So the council unanimously passed a ban on travel. The period to veto that ban passed. Shortly after the council finally got the information regarding the mayor's illegal travel to D.C., within about 24 hours of finally getting our hands on the documentation, the mayor suddenly had a gang of four lawyers run to civil district court and file for a temporary restraining order to block an ordinance that she never vetoed. And as you saw yesterday, after myself, the council president, and our lawyer waited 3 hours to debate this TRO, the judge who heard the TRO summarily granted the TRO while prohibiting any debate. And as you know, Newell, because you're an attorney, first off, in 21 years, I've never seen that happen. When you had a party there ready to argue a TRO who had been given no prior notice, not allowing them to make an argument is bizarre. And it's especially bizarre because, as you know, Newell, you can't file a argument against theirs because the TRO, the hearing happens almost instantaneously when it's filed. So basically,
it's an extraordinary proceeding.
Right. So by circumventing and not allowing the counsel argument, she basically, the judge, Marissa Huda Barat, basically kneecapped the counsel being able to appeal the TRO because we have nothing on record in opposition to it. And so the TRO is granted. Our actual preliminary injunction hearing is on the 28th. In front of Judge Cates, and that's our next step. So that TRO was granted, and we're going from there.
And there's no agreement in place that would then prohibit the mayor traveling between today, March the 19th, and March the 28th.
Correct. So in the interim, while the TRO is in place, the mayor can resume traveling. And I think what was really interesting and kind of especially offensive to anyone who's a taxpaying resident of the city of New Orleans, as you know, Newell, a veto is free. The mayor, if she disagreed with the ordinance, could have vetoed it. We would have had to have had a special counsel hearing on that veto. And that would have afforded the mayor's argument, the council's argument, and the public's ability to weigh those arguments. All of that would have been free. Rather than go through the free process, which is the process in the charter for the mayor to oppose an ordinance, the mayor circumvented all of that, didn't do it, and instead paid for four private high-priced lawyers to go and do an end-around, circumvent the charter, and try to get a judge to put their finger on the scale, and the judge did in this instance.
So collectively, probably something north of $1,200 an hour. With the most Attorney General schedule, because it's set by the Attorney General. You know, I know some of those guys and their qualifications. They've been around a long time, so they make more money instead of free, right?
Right.
Remind the public how many votes you need to override a veto.
You need 5 votes, and the ordinance banning travel was passed unanimously. And especially telling is, remember, we sat there for 3 hours for the judge to summarily grant the TRO prohibiting any argument. So the mayor's 4 high-priced lawyers made 4 times $1,200 without doing anything.
Yeah.
Which is just jarring. I mean, now, what's especially interesting and what I think might be kind of the reason why you saw the rush for the TRO is that when we finally got the receipts on the mayor's travel at D.C., not only was it obviously traveling under a reimbursement scheme was patently illegal, because as you know with reimbursement, the city pays for all the travel with the promise of reimbursement, which was prohibited under the ordinance anyway. But where it gets really interesting, Newell, is that both in her press release and in every message to the public and the council, we were told that she was flying to D.C. to go to this Yale conference for 2 days and that Yale was going to reimburse it. Once we actually got the receipts on this, that whole thing went sideways real quick. First off, with Yale, and you know this from doing conferences yourself, Newell, they were very specific in what you would have to do to get reimbursed. And specifically, sure, you'd have to stay at the Yotel, which is like the Yale-sponsored hotel, and respond by December 2nd. And for those 2 days, you get reimbursed if you met that criteria. Well, we found no evidence she responded. More importantly, she didn't stay at the Yotel. She stayed at the Hotel Washington. Totally different hotel. Now, that is already a red flag, because if they tell you how they'll reimburse you and where you have to go, that's probably not reimbursable. But it gets worse, Newell. She stayed for 4 days, not 2 days. And the Yale conference was only 2 days at $500 a night.
And is that a hotel that even offers a government rate?
Well, Newell, you and I have both traveled on government. I've never paid $500 on government rate on an off weekend at a hotel. Not that I'm aware of.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
I mean,
if that's even
government rate is, you don't get a suite unless that's all they have available. You get a twin bed or a queen bed, and it's usually a pretty reasonable rate. But as far as what the accommodations are, I'm not going to get into that. But the reality is likely not a government. But more importantly, and what I found particularly jarring is that when they ran out of their way to do a press release and try to say that that this travel was somehow allowed under the ban and it was only for this thing, I mean, sneaking 2 extra days, doubling the amount of time where you're sightseeing somewhere else, it really demonstrates a significant disconnect between what the people of this city are going through with the lack of services, what our kids and teachers are going through with the uncertainty of the mayor continually fighting, paying these schools what they're owed under a settlement agreement that she specifically signed off on, and spending thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, on attorney's fees to challenge an ordinance which she could have challenged appropriately for free.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So what's the next step? I mean, you know, you go through this process. I don't believe there's a limitation on these fiscal responsibilities of the council. You have a fiduciary obligation to make sure that monies are spent appropriately. I mean, what is going to be her position? I mean, she's the one. Her administration's the one that walked into a council meeting and said, you know, cry chicken little. The sky's falling. We need to renege on all these deals. We don't have any money.
Well, I think what's interesting is, and what's very frustrating dealing with some of these courts, Newell, is that the mayor's argument essentially in this last deal was that the council has no authority to do anything. And it's getting increasingly frustrating. I mean, you would think, Newell, I mean, at the most basic level, the most basic level of government, the legislative branch of government, which has complete fiduciary duty over the city of New Orleans, we have the ability to say how money can be spent or when money should not be spent. And the ruling, I would say the ruling, but we don't have one because there was no hearing, but it's very jarring how some of these some judges bend over backwards to try and continually empower the mayor to do things and to minimize the council in ways that obviously the people of the city don't agree with. I mean, you've seen the polling. Everyone thinks the city's going in the wrong direction, and everyone attributes that to the almost bipolar management the mayor is doing of city government and services. Everything in the city that even sort of works is because the council has stepped in and taken control of it away from the mayor. And everything that isn't working, I mean, safety and permits is a great example, and the fact you can't get a permit for 6 months is because there's a level of apathy and incoherence that's empowered by an absentee mayor that's constantly flying around the country. And I mean, what's next is we have the hearing on the 10th. We have a abysmal record with civil district court, Newell, and I think that's the politics of civil district court. But as you know, we have a great record at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal at the Supreme Court. So we're going to spend a lot of money because people can't read the charter correctly to get the Fourth Circuit and the Supreme Court to ultimately probably rule in our favor. And in the interim, the mayor's going to continue to blow money traveling around the country because there's no evidence the mayor wants to be mayor anymore. She just wants the perks. And we are trying to govern this city to make it functional. We are trying to resolve longstanding judgments against the city to make school systems whole so that teachers aren't fired and kids' after-school programs aren't canceled. And it's more important to this mayor to get on that plane and to pretend to fly to a conference while she's living her best life than to actually stay here and do the work. And I mean, Newell, you know this because you were in elected office and government and public service at a point. I'm so sick of people, whether they be the mayor or otherwise, do not run for office for the perks, run for the work. And I'm just tired of people who seem more obsessed with what they can get out of public service than what they put into it.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, it requires attention to detail each and every day. You got to show up every day, plain and simple. It requires hard work. I mean, I said this morning, JP. I mean, I hate to say this because we've been successful in spite of ourselves in many cases. But when you have these little anecdotal things constantly popping up, we're like a third world country. I mean, it's like there's no structure here, and we're fighting over silly things. I mean, going to court over whether or not you should go to a conference about what? I don't even know. What was the conference about? Do we even know?
It was, ironically, it was Yale's CEO and Mayoral Leadership Conference. You can't make this up, Newell.
So what's this going to be, a test case that it will be, you know? Is this going to be somebody's dissertation? I mean, you know, how not to govern a city? You know, don't exercise your veto power. Go hire four lawyers and spend $4,800 probably for them to sit around on their hands doing nothing. That's a wonderful option.
I think you got it in one. I mean, I think leadership, if you're a mayor, if you're an executive and you have a veto pen and you disagree with an ordinance, leadership is vetoing it. That's leadership.
Yeah.
Follow the process and then make your argument in your veto message. Say this is what the council did wrong and make the council have a hearing as required under the charter to defend it. But what that tells you is, no, there was no argument. There was no coherent argument. I will tell you the one thing which Joe Geruso jumped on, which I find is hilarious, in their argument that we cannot do this, they argue that the CAO is the chief budgetary officer for the city of New Orleans. Do you know that in their argument in a different case on the school board settlement, they said the CAO is not the chief budgetary officer,
it's not the chief.
And it's the mayor herself. So, I mean, the arguments are just insane. Right, so he knows nothing when it suits them.
Then you have City's Coalition, based on that representation, putting as one of their recommendations to give that individual more authority.
It's utterly insane.
You can't make this it up. Ain't no way. Well, JP, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate you giving us an update on this. I'll go take a Xanax now and calm down.
Thanks, Noel.
Got to make it through the rest of the day. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.